Truth Revolution.
Welcome to Truth Revolution. This is where faith and reason meets. I'm Pastor Dave. That's Pastor Jeff.
Hey, we talk about science and logic because we believe science leads us to truth.
Yeah.
We also believe that the Bible leads us to truth. We love all truth.
Right.
We love Jesus. We think he is the epitome of truth.
And we encourage everybody to ask questions always.
That's right. So if you're one of our listeners and you've been listening for a while, but you haven't asked a question yet, send it on in. We'd love to hear these. We respond to every single one of them. Thanks for sharing on social media, Facebook, Twitter, the three of you on Google Plus. Love it. You know,
wait a minute.
That's a thing still.
I'm on Google Plus.
Yeah, you're one of them. All right. So today we're going to jump off of the science and the logic a little bit. Last week we talked about how we know God exists,
right?
How you can prove it logically, scientifically. This week we're going to talk about one of the natures of God. Is God omnipotent? All powerful.
Right.
All powerful. That's the question. I got a car battery in my car. If I hook up jumper cables to it and I tap them together, what happens?
You get a spark.
You get a little spark, right? Because there's power in there.
Right.
Well, we're running power lines in our basement.
Oh, no.
We're hooking up new light bulbs and we're doing the electric all over our house. And so we're running these cables in the basement. And normally they run with the baseboards and so you just string them down. But I actually had to go against the baseboard. I don't know what the actual name of the board is, but it's the board that kind of sticks down that holds everything together, supporting board.
Okay.
And I had to drill through these to run a power cable from one side of the room to the other. And so I'm up there, I got my drill, and I'm coming through.
You're just being all professional and stuff.
I was awesome. Well, someone had already strung an electrical cable past one of these.
Did you?
And I go, did you? And it hits it. It goes, boom! Just like huge. The whole house, the power goes out.
Are you telling me you didn't shut the power down before you started drilling stuff?
Horrible! Horrible things are going to happen!
You with power tools? Yes, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm not even into power tools and stuff like that. And I know I would shut the power off.
It was not pretty. Guy comes running down. He's like, are you okay? He thought maybe I died.
Mm-hmm.
Look, power is one of these things you don't want to mess with. Right. The moral of the story is, you check for power lines of the drilling. But the other moral is, you got to take power sources seriously.
Amen.
You got to take power sources seriously. And if God is really all powerful, well,
that's the biggest power source
Dave,
that we know.
Will you read Matthew chapter 21?
Sure. Verse 18 and 19, early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, may you never bear fruit again. Immediately, the tree withered.
Picture this. Jesus had a long week. He's a long journey. He's been walking. There's crowds everywhere following him, bugging him. There's dusty roads. He gets up early. He walks in. He sees in the distance a fig tree.
Right.
And he eats a large tree. It looks lush. It looks delicious. He wants to eat some of these figs. He gets up to the fig tree. Nothing. No fruit at all. And he's just like, that's it. I'm done. So what does he do? He curses the tree. You know what? You're done, tree. Right. No more fruit for you. And the tree just goes, just withers right away.
How's that again?
Thanks. Right, so look, Jesus is the ultimate source of power.
Amen.
I mean, that's why we praise him at church. That's why we worship Jesus. And I mean, we worship God, but as worshiping God, we worship Jesus.
Yes.
Because he is the ultimate source of power. Next week's Easter.
Yes.
We love Easter, right? Easter's great.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Right. It's the day Jesus rose from the dead. It's a wonderful day to come to church. Hey, we're going to have services at Easter here at Revolution Church.
Yeah, what is it going to be? It's going to be at
10 o'clock,
11:30. 1
p.m.
Yeah,
that's Easter only at 1 p.m.
And then 5.
That's right. So on Easter, we're having extra service at 1 p.m. You got to come out.
It's going to be insanely fun.
I know there's like billions of you that listen to this show who have thought about coming out, and Easter is the day to do it.
All right. If there's billions of you out there listening and wanting to come, come some other Sunday. Try and string it out because we only have a limited space. We don't need a billion people in
our
building.
What? You don't think we could fit a billion people in here?
Or maybe stacked up like cordwood.
You people are in the wrong on this one. So in the wrong.
So in the wrong, Dave. All right. Anyway, you know, you've been thinking about coming out to Revolution mm-hmm. Church, and we would love to have out here on have you out here on Easter,
right.
10 o'clock, 11:30, 1 p.m., 5 p.m., any of those, and you know, also the week after Easter, we're getting some bounce houses. Right. We're getting some really big bounce houses where the kids, adult can go there too, I guess. But we're getting some big old bounce houses, two big ones. We're gonna roast some hot dogs. We're just gonna have a good old time. So why don't you come on Easter? Just check it out because it's Easter. Jesus rose from the dead. Mm-hmm. And then just plan on coming again the next week for the party.
There you go. Try and get a habit going.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, I always like to tell people to try to come three times in a row to really understand what it is. But anyway, back to this. So Jesus is the ultimate source of power, right? Mm-hmm. Last week, or a lot of times when I do this talk, I also include discussions about God's aseity, right? The fact that he was not created, but he always existed. And therefore, everything that exists comes from God.
Right.
Well, that would also include power.
Power, right?
Power, right? The power for my car battery comes from Jesus.
Right. So basically, the source of all the sources of power is God.
Bam! Yes!
Right.
That's right. And when we pray, it's not just like some mantra going up there. The power behind your prayers, the Amen. One who actually yeah. answers, is Jesus. You know, a few years ago, our church had some offerings and donations that were over $2,000. And often that happens, we have a very low week. Back at that point, like $2,000 was a lot of money for us. Mm-hmm. And so I prayed and I put it in my prayer journal. God, please provide over $2,000 for the next week. We had to have it to pay the bills.
Right.
And because this is like what churches do. Like we hire people, not just because we want to, but because like we do the work. We tell people about Jesus. We teach people about God. We work on the radio show. We do all these things. We do all this stuff. You got to turn the lights on. Right. Got to get the mission out.
Yeah, it doesn't run for free.
That's right. And so we need the money to keep giving the mission out there, keep telling people about Jesus, keep having church, keep bringing kids in so that they know what God is like. And so I pray, God, give us over $2,000 this next week in the offering. Well, the offering wasn't $2,000. And I thought God didn't answer our prayer. And I was mad and I found this to be weird. So I prayed that night. I'm like, God, why didn't you? And then I woke up and I remembered, I didn't donate off. I have a company that does some multimedia work, websites and stuff. And so I was like, God, I didn't tithe for my multimedia stuff mm-hmm. last time. So I wrote a check in the morning and she added our secretary added everything up. It came to not $2,000. It came to $1,992.95.
Wow.
We're $7 short. $7.05 mm-hmm. short. I thought God didn't answer. It perplexed me. So I even double checked all the offering buckets. Like there's gotta be a $10 bill stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
And I thought just maybe God's not answering my prayer. Maybe like I got a sin in my life or some other reason he's not answering. And I sat down to pray and examine myself. And just then there was a knock on our church door and like the door opens. You know what I find interesting?
Mm.
We are the same as the followers of Jesus 2000 years ago.
Oh,
we
yeah.
wait for God to do something. And then when he does it, it blows our minds.
Right.
Right. Watch how the disciples responded to Jesus destroying this fig tree. This is Matthew 21, just the next part of the story.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Immediately the tree withered. And then the next verse says, when the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked.
How did this happen? Well, Jesus is like, me?
Right.
Right. How did it happen? I did it. Right? Jesus goes, tree, you're done. The tree is done. The disciples are like, hey, how did that happen? He's like, what do you mean? How did it happen? I did it. Right. This is it. Period. Jumper cables. Right. Does anyone in here or anyone listening ask how I make those sparks? No. Only people right. who don't understand what a car battery is ask, oh, how'd you make those sparks?
Right. And you might also not know what fire is.
Right. You know, I make a spark with the power cables hooked to my, or the jumper cables hooked to my battery, and my kids will run up and go, how'd you do that?
Right.
But everyone who owns a car knows exactly what I just did because we understand the source of the power. When Jesus does this miracle, when Jesus answers your prayers, when Jesus shows up and something crazy happens, and you're like, how did that happen? All that means is you don't really understand the source of the power.
Right. We do spend a lot of time making fun of the disciples and kind of yeah. how thick-headed they were. We're just the same.
We are. Read Jeremiah 32:17.
All right. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you.
Nothing is too hard for you.
Amen.
Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. Nothing is too hard for God. I'm going to say it again. Nothing is too hard for God. Jesus was the creator of the universe. I imagine when they said, how'd you make this tree wither with our mouths hanging open? Jesus thought, boy, you should have seen me construct the Milky Way galaxy. Yeah. Nothing is too difficult for Jesus. And the term we use is omnipotent. Mm. Omni meaning
all.
And potent meaning
power.
Power, right? Powerful, able to do something. And one of God's names in the Bible is Lord of Hosts, meaning millions upon millions of creatures attend to God. And man, in Old Testament times, Dave, do you remember this sermon that we give where we talk about what his throne room looked like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about that. What do you remember from it, okay?
Well, there's the angels that are flying around the room, and the room is beginning to fill with smoke.
Yes.
And these angels are all shouting at the top of their voice.
Screaming.
Holy.
And they're seraphs.
Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's the pillars, that's so loud that the pillars of heaven actually shake.
Yeah, the doorposts and the thresholds shake. And these guys, they're seraphs. Do you remember what their names mean, actually?
Doesn't it mean poison?
Yeah, fire, burning, and poison. That's what these three things are.
Wow.
So you got these crazy creatures that mean fire, burning, and poison, and they're flying around screaming, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to, like, I mean, this, and then you get Revelation, they're singing. Read Revelation 19:6, Dave.
It says, hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Man, and then let's read the 2 Corinthians.
I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty.
Yeah, I mean, this is huge. This is only spoken of God, Almighty, powerful. And then he says, the Almighty says, I will be a father to you.
Right.
We can't misunderstand how big this is.
Right, that's even better than like Hulk Hogan saying, I'll be your dad.
Right.
Right?
I'll be your daddy. Right? This, I mean, the Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth,
yeah,
who just said exist, and the whole universe had to exist. That's how powerful he is. He says, I want to be your father. No other person, no other king, no other kingdom has even one millionth or one trillionth the power God has.
Right.
And all that power of every kingdom on earth has ever exercised has just been power on loan from Jesus.
Amen.
Now I'll ask again, should the disciples have been surprised when Jesus withered that fig tree?
Should not have been, maybe.
Should not have been surprised. Right. Right, the disciples were good Jewish men, that's true. They knew God was powerful, but their knowledge only extended to the theoretical. Now here's where it hits the road for us, or the rubber meets the road. When they saw it happen, they were shocked. And isn't that how most of us live? We believe, or we say we believe, that in the power of God, but if we were actually to see the power of God, we would be shocked.
Right.
Because we are theoretical Christians and practical atheists.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
So when I say we're theoretical Christians, I mean, we believe in God. You might say you believe in God, but you're practically an atheist because you believe that God's all powerful. But what have you done because of that? What have you done because you know that God, who wants to be your father, has all the power in the universe? What have you done because of that? Have you taken a risk to serve him? Have you given your money generously in ways that he would have to show up? Have you actually gone to a church and wanted to experience him every week because you know he has all power and he has something to offer you? Don't be a practical atheist.
Amen.
Now, I got a story about healing. I got some story about God's power when we come back. So you don't want to stick with us right after this commercial break. But make sure you get out to Revolution Church on Easter.
Yeah. Come on out, man. We're going to have 4 services that day.
That's right. You believe in God. You're interested in Jesus. You're interested in church. There's nothing to hold you back except your own fear.
Amen.
And you don't got to be afraid when you come to Revolution Church, because most of the people here weren't in church last week or a few months ago or a few years ago. Mm. We all know what it's like. Most of the people here, they got tattoos. They dress just like you. I'm going to wear jeans and a t-shirt.
Right.
Or something like
on
that.
On Easter Sunday?
On Easter Sunday. We actually announced at our church, do not dress up on Easter. So
right, yeah.
There's nothing to hold you back except you.
Come on.
Come on out.
Easter at Revolution Church. Check Facebook and www.revo.church.
You believe in God, but you haven't been to church for a while.
Maybe never.
Maybe you have a child and you've been thinking about getting back into church for them.
If there was a place that got excited about forgiveness and love, maybe you'd check it
out. Well, Easter is almost
here. And Revolution Church has services at 10, 11:30, 1 p.m. and 5 p.m.
The 1 p.m. service is Easter only, but no dressing up. We're the pastors. We're wearing jeans.
And I got dads.
Revolution is on Facebook or www.revo.church.
Do you love Truth Revolution?
Of course they do, Dave.
Well, if you do, or...
Or if you appreciate the fact that thousands of people are being taught that Christianity is compatible with science and logic.
Or if you simply love the fact that we hear from people often who say, "This show changed my life. I love Jesus."
Then consider a donation.
You can visit truthrevolution.tv or Revolution Church and donate.
We don't get paid from this show.
But it's our goal to give... Give truth, give knowledge, give encouragement.
And your giving keeps all of our giving going. At Revolution, we love other churches here in town. For instance, we love New Community.
Hi, I'm Mike Willick, pastor at New Community. We're the church that loves like Jesus and lives like Jesus.
And what does that mean?
Well, we strive to love people unconditionally like Jesus did and walk in the shoes and represent Jesus wherever we go.
Where are you located?
We're located at 530 East Cloud Street.
And where can they find more information?
You can go to our website at newcommunitycc.org or on Facebook. Our service times are at 9 and 1045.
Thanks, Mike.
We believe the Bible is God's word.
So yeah, we take it seriously. That's why
we also believe in untamed mercy. Look, we all, even you, have done or thought things you're ashamed of.
But we find healing and freedom when we experience God's love and forgiveness from people who love God and love each other.
That's why church is important.
We're forgiving each other. Look, I don't care what you've done. In fact, I can't wait to say you're forgiven straight to you in person.
Revolution Church.
www.revo.church.
That's revo.church.
Some Christians treat the love of God like something to be reflected, like a mirror. It hits them and immediately goes out, but the problem is they don't feel it. Some treat God's love like a coat. They feel the warmth, but it never goes anywhere else. I like to think of it like a battery. We soak up the love of Jesus, but that energy and love is meant to be used for something else. We receive the love from God, and it translates into taking care of orphans and widows and foster kids. Be a battery for Jesus. You matter to God, so you matter to us.
You know, there is something inside you that says there's got to be more to life than this.
Maybe you tried church in the past, but it didn't connect.
We know why it probably didn't, and we're inviting you to try again at Revolution Church.
Give us 3 weeks and check out our welcome class and see if we can show you what was missing.
This Easter, Revolution Church will have 4 service times.
Just go to revo.church/Easter.
That's revo.church.
Or on Facebook.
Truth Revolution. And we're back. Talking about the powerfulness of God.
That's right. All right, so hopefully you'll come out to Revolution Church on Easter.
Mm-hmm.
You really gotta do that. You know you believe in God, you believe in Jesus, or at least you've thought about it, you might. There's a good reason to at least check out church. Your family might get to know Jesus. You might get to know Jesus. You might go to heaven instead of hell. You might experience God's love and forgiveness, and you might not have to have any more guilt for those things that you've done, because I've done stupid stuff. Dave's done stupid stuff. Our tech guy, Sam, over here has done stupid stuff. We've all done stupid stuff. We all sin, and we just know that God is the one who forgives us, takes away our guilt, takes away our shame. So we... Man, that's why we need him.
Yeah, you can't change your past, but you can certainly do something about your future.
You can do it right now. Heck, you should come out to church today. Don't even wait till Easter. Just come out today, unless you're listening to this later. But yeah, all right. So one of our worship leaders, Levi, he actually, his throat one night at worship practice was feeling terrible. There was white dots in the back of it. It was scratchy. He couldn't even hardly talk. He was in super pain. Like, you could visibly see the effects of this illness. And we were at a prayer meeting that night before practice, and I really felt like God was telling me to touch his throat and pray for him.
Yeah.
So I felt all awkward, right?
Yeah. Did you warn him before you did that?
No.
No.
I like put my hand on his shoulder and I got a little closer. I mean, this isn't normal. Like, you know, and so, but I put my hand on his throat. I started praying for his throat to be healed. And it was. The white dots went away. It didn't hurt anymore. He could, he coughed and then he talked normal. We said amen. And yeah, it was actually we said amen, and then Levi took a step. When he put his first step on the stage, immediately, boom, it was gone. The pain stopped.
Wow.
And he was able to sing. God healed him. Like, and I was and I was surprised. Should I have been surprised?
No.
No. In awe? Yes. Surprised at God's power? No, not surprised. We trust in God. I asked God to heal someone. I asked God to do this. God did it.
Yeah. I once had somebody ask me, is it wrong to be amazed when God does things? I said that depends on the source of your amazement. I mean, is it really, does it really make you surprised? Are you like really caught off guard, or are you in awe?
That's awesome. That's a good question. The source of your amazement. You read Matthew 21.
All right. Matthew 21. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did the fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Jesus replied, truly, I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to the mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
Do you believe Jesus?
That's the question.
He just said, if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Truly I tell you that if you have faith and do not doubt, this is Jesus, Matthew 21. If you have faith and you do not doubt, not only you can do what was done to the fig tree, but you can also say to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea and it will be done. Man, I'm holding these jumper cables up right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boom, boom, boom. Do you believe in the source of all power? When he says you can move mountains, do you believe him? Or are you a theoretical Christian and practical atheist? When Jesus said to the disciples, they were standing in visible range of the Mount of Olives, right? A mountain. I just imagine the disciples like peered at that. They look at the slopes of the mountains. They dreamed, really? Moving mountains?
Yeah.
Think about this. God is omnipotent, all powerful. All power belongs to him. And he says he would use his power to answer your prayers. Jesus says that if Dave, or if Jeff, or put in your name here, Jesus says that if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. God's power is available to
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
All right, now we're going to jump back to this, but we're going to do Bible contradiction first.
Bible contradiction.
All right, Bible contradiction today brought to you by the fine folks at BibBiz. Is God omnipotent or not?
Well, that's what we're talking about today.
I think the answer is yes.
It is.
Can we move on?
Yes, no, the answer is yes.
Jeremiah 32, 27 says, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?
Mm-mm.
So, God is omnipotent there.
Right.
Matthew 19, 26, Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
All things.
So, yes. However, Judges 1:19, the Lord was with the men of Judah. They took possession of the hill country, but they were unable to drive the people from the plains because they had chariots fitted with iron.
Oh!
Yeah.
The Lord was with them, but they couldn't win because there was chariots of iron.
Well, you know that iron stuff. It's pretty tough.
I mean, God's all powerful except for iron chariots.
Right.
So what's going on here?
Whatever.
Well, first thing, I just want to... we use our cracked acronym, right? And the D for dialect tells us very clearly that you have to know how the person's talking. And there's two different ways of talking. There's descriptive and there's prescriptive. Okay. A descriptive, or a description of something, is when I say, oh yeah, Dave is wearing a gray and blue shirt, wearing earphones, and has tattoos. Okay, that's a description.
And you'd be right.
A prescription is when I say, if you come to our church, don't wear a suit, wear a t-shirt. Okay, in one of those instances, I've only described something.
Mm-hmm.
In the other instance, I've actually told you what to do.
Right.
People confuse this all the time. They think when the Bible describes something, it's actually telling you what to do, and that's not necessarily the case. So when the Bible is describing how these guys lost the battle, even though the Lord is with them, it's not suggesting at all that God wasn't powerful enough. In fact, John Wesley, a preacher from hundreds of years ago, he says, because of their unbelief, whereby they distrusted God's power to destroy those who had chariots of iron. That's why they lost.
Right.
And so it wasn't the fact that God couldn't overcome a chariot, big deal. But the Israelites saw these chariots, scared them, and they said, we're not going to fight. We're scared. Let's make a treaty with them. Let's figure it out. Let's be buddies with them.
Right. A huge lack of faith.
That's right. And in fact, you know, if you were just to read the context, go a little bit further, you'd see this in Judges chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
The angel of the Lord went up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I brought you out of Egypt and led you into the land I swore to give to your ancestors. He said, I will never break my covenant with you, and you shall not make a covenant with the people of this land, but you shall break down their altars. Yet you have disobeyed me. Why have you done this?
You see, right there, it's describing that Israelite did these sorts of things. They went into the land and they made deals with the people instead of trusting God's power. This scripture is not saying God isn't all powerful. This scripture is saying they didn't trust God being all powerful.
Bible contradiction.
That's a really good point. You know, it's,
thank you.
It's not often that God isn't big enough. It's often that we don't think God's big enough.
Yeah, we don't believe he's going to follow through on being big enough. That's right. That's the problem. It's important for us to know that not only is God omnipotent, but we are, if you believe in Jesus, you are his child, and he wants to help care for you with his power. I love one of the scenes in Air Force One.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the movie, Harrison Ford?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so the president's daughter is talking to him about dating, and she says, I'm 12. In caveman days, I'd be having children of my own. And he responds, and he says, it's called progress. What's so interesting is that this is the president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world. How can she expect to just come to him and talk like that?
Oh, exactly.
Because she's his child.
Yes.
Although God is omnipotent and could destroy our universe with a thought, we're his children, and he wants us to come to him, and he wants us to tell him what we need. He wants us, yes, to worship him, but he wants us to come together in churches, learn together, pray together, talk to him about what we need together. He wants us to come to him because he wants to be our father.
Amen.
Not just some mega Hulk Hogan on a universe scale.
Right.
Right. Consider Jesus withering that beautiful tree. You think Jesus merely did that because he was angry? I don't think so.
No.
Immediately after that miracle, he used the opportunity to teach. Hey, by the way, not only did I do this to the tree, but if you really believe, you can move mountains, right? His omnipotent power is available to you, and God wants to answer your deepest needs in prayer. So God wants to accomplish something great in you.
Mm-hmm.
Do not ignore it. Your sister Vera.
Yes, I know her well.
I remember one time she was facilitating a class, and there was someone in there that Vera thought this lady should be a facilitator of another class.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady's like, nope, I'm not doing that unless God gives me a sign. So Vera prayed, God, if you want her to be a leader for this class, just give her a sign. Just flicker the lights in the room. And immediately the lights went, flickered off and on.
Yeah.
Their eyes got wide, and the lady goes, that was a coincidence. So Vera goes, well, let's see. God, if you want her to facilitate, turn the lights off completely. And immediately, boom, there was a bang. The lights went out, and they couldn't even get them back turned on. They had to call an electrician.
That's awesome. Not that they had to call an electrician, but...
Yeah, not only was the circuit flipped, but it was blowing so bad they had to replace it.
Wow.
Okay. God wants to accomplish great things in you, and he has the power to do it.
Amen.
Why are you sitting back and not coming to church? Why are you sitting back and not pursuing God with all of your strength? Because God wants to give you his power. He wants to work in your life. He's got something to say to you. Listen up.
Right. You've thought about coming to church time and time again, but you always think, oh, I'll get it next week. Or maybe you woke up late. You're like, you don't want to come in late.
Right.
You know? Man, I mean, there's that the power of the universe is there for you.
Yes.
You just need to get to know him.
Just do it. Just do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Easter's next week. It's going to be a great time. And then the week after Easter at Revolution, we're getting those big bounce houses for your kids.
I think that's why you're excited.
We're going to have some hot dogs.
Bounce houses.
I'm totally excited. I'm going in the bounce house. I promise you. Unless my leg's broke or something. This is possible. I might do something stupid, but... Right, then we're going to have some hot dogs for the adults. We're going to for everybody. We're going to eat some lunch. Just bring some chips or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great time. So come to church on Easter. Come the next week. Just come and see what God does when you pursue him, because he is omnipotent, all-powerful, nothing too big for him.
Amen. Before you do all that, you want to get out to truthrevolution.tv, past shows, can ask questions. You can donate.
Yes, sir.
So, truthrevolution.tv. And you get to revo.church. That's R-E-V-O.church. That's the church's website.
That is the church's website. Revo.church. R-E-V-O.church. Service times on Easter, 10 o'clock, 11:30, 1 p.m., and 5 p.m. Hope to see you there.